Peace, family. Welcome to the Black Abyss. Today's message is your pain is not for sale. You may be able to sell your soul, give away your love, which is a process of just giving away your light, inverting your light, going back into the darkness, going back into a low vibrational painful state. But one thing, your pain is not for sale. You cannot even give your pain away. That's why money will never make you happy. That's why anything outside of yourself will never make you happy. Because you have to face your experience. You have to face your thoughts. No matter where you go, you cannot sell that pain. You cannot erase it. You cannot even give it away for free. See, suffering is an initiation system. You are going to continue to suffer until you initiate yourself out of your own suffering. You are going through the process of the burning. The reason why you burn in fire, because anything that fire touches never remains the same again. So you will continue to burn until you transform, because change is inevitable. See, you don't have to change. You don't have to change at all. However, everything around you will, and it will consume you as it changes, because it is inevitable. If you try to remain the same person that you were when you were 15, right, you will experience a stagnation. Stagnation is death. Everything must grow. So you're either living or you're dying. That is the process of it all. The world is not attacking you. The war is within. So you have to see within yourself. You are putting your consciousness in prison, in captivity. It is your mind putting your consciousness, your light, into captivity. So you are always fighting against the trifecta of yourself. To be or not to be. You are the being that is the becoming. So now, there's a part of you that wants peace, that wants love. Our universal selves are always searching for love, always reaching out. Even if it's toxic, we want love. We're always fighting for this peace of mind, right? Then there is us, the becoming, who we're always fighting with. That's our mind. Attaching ourselves to emotions that do not belong to us. Attaching ourselves to thoughts that most of the time do not belong to us. Other people's judgments. Our desires, our aversions, or our enemies. And it's not until we disconnect from them, it's not until we understand them, right, that we can conquer them. So we are prisoners of our own minds. We are prisoners of our own egos. So the trifectas of ourselves are constantly fighting against each other as we try to find peace. So do not suppress it, because you cannot sell it. You cannot give it away. You have to face it. Accept that these things are happening, and accept that you are creating this situation. See, the future is a blank page. You are writing it second by second, moment by moment. Once you become aware that you are co-creating with this world, that you are allowing things to enter into your world, then you will start to understand that you also can destroy these things that are coming to challenge you. So understand you are in control. Understand that generating is the greatest power that you have, but destroying is another great power that you have. And understand that you do not have to operate in anything you do not want to operate in. But you must face yourself. That is the greatest battle of your life. To initiate yourself out of your own suffering. So I don't tell people to leave relationships. I tell them to stay. Matter of fact, go back for one last blow. It is not until, right, your desire overpowers the fear. So someone asked me, why does the skydiver jump out of the plane even though he's afraid? I said, because his desire overpowers his fear. See, when you're in a relationship that's broken, that's causing you uneasiness and unhappiness, you will not leave until you have no desire to ever come back. When you reach the level where you have no desire to ever return, then you have faced the pain. Then you have accepted that you are tired of feeling this way. Continue to ask yourself, why am I feeling this way right now at this very moment? Because there's only two ways you can feel every single day. You're either happy or you're sad. But ask and capture your thoughts. Focus on concentration of your thoughts and ask yourself every time, why am I feeling this way? Why am I choosing to feel this way? Do I want to feel this way? This is when you are facing yourself. No one else is making you feel this way. It is you. When you come to that realization, then you are now introducing yourself to your mind. You and your mind are having a conversation. So you, the etheric self, the love self, is now facing and standing up to your mind. You are now standing up to your ego self, which is abusing you. You now face them. And you take charge of the war. And you cease, right? Whatever conflict is happening in your own mind. The world is not being seen through your eyes. It is being seen through your mind. Understand that, family. Your pain is not for sale. You must return that light back to yourself that you have given away, right? In order to balance and remove whatever anxiety, whatever uneasiness that you are having within. You know, you cannot give it away. You cannot sell it. You can only merge with it. And that is the balance. Because you cannot power the remote without the negative side of the battery. So merge with it. Understand it. Conquer it. And sit in the seat as the driver. Thank you, family. We will be back again to dive deep into the black abyss.